So, Nick, thank you so much for joining us today on ScoreNotes.com. How's everything going with you?
It's going well. You know, I'm busy working at the moment on a friend of mine's picture, and all going well. We're going to be recording this weekend, and just enjoying a lovely sunshiny day today.
Hey, it doesn't sound bad at all. And to start the discussion off, I'd just like to know, what was it like to resume your collaboration with director Randall Wallace on Secretariat?
Oh, it's fabulous. I mean, we kept in touch over the years, and we're friends as well as just colleagues on pictures. And so I knew this was coming, and I guess we started on it a year ago because we needed a song that was going to be filmed. So obviously we needed to have that ahead of production. And that was just about a year ago. So it was nice to collaborate with him again, and it was just a joy to work on the picture with him.
And how much did you enjoy working on this particular film as compared to some of the others that you've collaborated on it? And what were some of the emotions you were looking to convey with the music?
Well, I was kind of... Secretariat is a horse who had a big heart. You know, apparently after he died, they did an autopsy and his heart was... I've read varying degrees, but at least 50% bigger than an ordinary horse's heart, which would account for his oxygen pumping capabilities and extra speed. But I also thought he's a horse with a big heart emotionally, and I wanted the orchestra, you know, the music to play the part of that, really. Obviously, for the races, we had to do some big cues, but, you know, there's some big music for the races, and there's some much smaller, more intimate cues which deal with the people, really, and the horse. The team. And it was a good picture to work on. They had their, you know, John Wright, the editor, had a very good starting point when I came in and saw the first pictures. And he'd put a pretty good temp score together as well. And then a music editor, Mark Vordo, came on. And the picture did a couple of previews where it scored really well, so nobody wanted to tinker with the picture too much. So it was quite easy in terms of there wasn't a huge amount of picture changes that quite often you come across these days. But, you know, it's always a thing to just get the tone just right, and we work towards that.
And from a composer's point of view, having that audience confirmation that everything seems to be clicking, is that in a way confirmation that the score did its job?
Well, when you go to previews, the score's sort of if half written, only half written. So when you're doing previews, there's a lot of temp music in there. So it's just an interesting viewpoint to be in a room with a bunch of punters watching a movie in the making, and you can really sense the atmosphere of generally whether the picture's in good shape or not, and this one obviously was in very good shape. So I had to rise to the occasion.
The pressure was on, so to speak, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, it previewed really well, and you wanted, you know, the last thing you want is music to make it less enjoyable. So I think we succeeded in making it much better than the temp. You know, when we were finished dubbing, Randall said, "I don't miss one piece of temp music." So that means I've done my job okay.
Nice. Music to your ears, I'm sure. No
problem. Music to my ears. There you go.
And what would you say are some of the key reasons why you and Randall seem to mesh so well together, seem to work so well together on these projects?
That I can't really say. It's just, you know, it's just one of those happy things. Because all three films we've done have been very different. And at the core of it, we get on really well as people. And, you know, we're always trying to do the best we can. And just musically, he picked me for The Man in the Iron Mask, although he was being foisted numerous CDs by other people in town, but he kept on coming back to mine and saying, "I really like the tunes that you write." So I guess there's always been a strong melodic element, which is right up my street. I love sort of tunes and grooves is what I love, mixing the classical and the more rocky side of it.
Yeah, and no better example than Man in the Iron Mask, which really is a gem of a score and is one of my favorites that I go back to often. And when you look back at it, what are some highlights you remember from that particular project? Because I think it turned out really well.
Well, that was an interesting, you know, it's an old story, but it's kind of, relevant to today. And they were to some extent filming it correctly in terms of costume suggestion, the period. And I wanted to keep an element, you know, of keeping it set where it was written historically, but also I thought one should give it a degree of modernity and just, you know, make it, it's about three guys taking on the rest of the world, so you might as well use all modern instruments available and a lot of percussion. And so that again suits me very well, mixing percussion and orchestra and, you know, the more rock and roll elements, if you like.
Sure. And I think there's room for that even more so today, where scores seem to, you know, feel too similar to one another. I kind of miss having that energetic tone that you introduced with Man in the Iron Mask and some of your other works.
Well, good. I'm glad you appreciate the energy tone. I mean, there's lots of great composers out here. And, you know, there are, you know, when an editor and a director put temp music on, that's kind of setting the tone. And you have to kind of stick within that emotional brief. And I guess it's easy just to pull out the same old sounds every time, but I just wanted to make this one a little bit more unique. And also I wanted to incorporate, because it was about a horse, and, you know, a fabulous horse he was, and very famous and very much endeared to the public. You know, he had a personality that everybody, you know, I wasn't around here, and I wasn't into horse racing in 1973. I was back in London. And so it was very interesting finding out just what a big deal he had been in 1973 in terms of being a kind of a national personality for a while, and the extraordinary story that was going on behind that. And I wanted in the music to sort of incorporate some of the mythology of where the horse comes from and how ancient he is, and also the power that they have and also the beauty that they have.
Yeah, that's terrific. And that's an example of music being able to take you even further into the story and kind of tapping into your imagination and thought processes of a true story.
I guess, you know, we're just trying to tell story with music. And, you know, this, I think the script is really good on this. So it's not wall-to-wall music, which is another trait that I am so against. You know, in animation, you kind of need wall-to-wall music, but a lot of these films today, they have music from start to finish, pretty much. And if it doesn't ever stop, then it can't ever be special because it starts, you know what I mean?
Right. You kind of just it just kind of absorbs you, and, you know.
That's right.
You know?
And, you know, if that's what filmmakers want to do, then I totally understand that from their point of view. But the better the film, usually the less the music, you know?
Right, and the more impacting the music is when it emerges.
Exactly, that's my point, is if you never stop, you don't have that magic of something starting out of silence at an appropriate moment.
Correct.
Just, you know, helping everybody get through the movie in a more connected fashion.
And speaking of good examples, I think We Were Soldiers was also a prime showpiece to that kind of strategy, where everything was kind of in this fine balance. And that movie is very highly regarded today, and many feel it's a modern war movie classic. And, you know, just your thoughts to see that kind of feedback and appreciation to this day.
Well, it's nice. I mean, I never thought the film really did as well as I thought it deserved to, because I thought it was a very good picture. And from a composer's point of view, I'm so glad, because, you know, it is kind of action because it is war, but even though it wasn't made as an action brackets movie, you know, quote, action movie. I was very glad when I started talking to Randall and realized that neither of us really wanted the music, the score, the battle scenes. We just let them be mostly battle and sound effects. And it's only, I think, in the last battle that the music actually starts to play a role at all. And I thought that was a really interesting approach. So again, rather than scoring the negative side, we're scoring the positive side, which was the families back home who and the soldiers going through it all, you know, and tried also to have a mixture sonically in terms of instrumentation I used to at least give a hint of the Vietnamese side of the culture.
Yeah, indeed. It was a fantastic effort, and again, it seemed to have found a resurgence, you know, as it hit home video and DVD and such, so I think it ultimately got the respect it deserved.
Well, that's nice to hear. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as someone who's been part of this industry in various roles with the music for as long as you have, what are some facets that continue to excite you to this day?
Well, you know, people say, what's the favorite thing you've done? And I say, actually, it's the next thing I'm going to do, the favorite, because I just love trying to explore boundaries. You know, one of the things I consciously did on Secretariat was just to keep the music as simple as possible, but make it as beautiful as possible and as powerful as possible. And every project that I work on brings on something different. You know, I love working with new technology, but I also love working with musicians and older instruments as well.
Right, and the unique thing about all this technology that's emerged today, I still say it ultimately comes down to the person who's writing the music, who's composing the music. It's just a tool.
That's
These
right.
are all tools.
That's right. I mean, they don't. Well, there probably are algorithms somewhere for writing movie scores. Press a button and have a look at the cue and write something. But I don't think it would be quite the same as the special attention. You know, all of us working in film music, we really care about how the music goes. And I think you get involved as a human to a level the machine never could. So thank goodness they don't write tunes yet.
Right, absolutely. And you would never be lured in the way you would with a human element behind it, obviously. So
that's right. You know, that's what makes a difference.
And as we kind of look ahead here, what are some of the projects that you mentioned you're working on something right now? What are some of the projects you have ongoing and coming up that you could talk about?
Not much. No movies of my own as of yet. Just hopefully the horse will tickle somebody's ears and say, oh, we need to get that guy for my movie. I'm helping Hans with a couple of films at the moment. And our collaboration and friendship goes back many, many years, as you probably know.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the old London days. So, and you know, coming on board with Hans is always an adventure. So, you know, we're doing well and having fun and making good music, hopefully.
Yeah, and it does seem that there's an enthusiasm that's quite obvious, and I think it translates to the music that comes out of your collaborations together.
Well, you know, I think it's something that both of us view as quite important as a sort of outlook on life, you know. It's great to do, and this is something I do. I do quite a bit of conducting of other people's film scores, and, you know, I love working with musicians, and at the same time, I'm not a big maestro. I just know we're all in the room to do a great job of work and make some magic with the music. But at the same time, we've got to have a bit of fun. Otherwise, I don't want to be in the room.
Okay.
So, you know, that sort of filters through to try to incorporate that into as much of my life as possible.
Well, that's phenomenal. And I personally, I do hope that you come across additional opportunities, because I think the films that you've scored are phenomenal, and they hold a special place with me. And, you know, I wish you all the best and continued success with your work, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's been really a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll keep you posted, and I'm sure you'll be in touch when you see something else is about to escape.
Absolutely. Well, take care, and thank you so much.
All right, you take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.